Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of In the Trenches here on the Post-Gazette Sports Now Podcast Network and YouTube channel. I'm Noah Hiles. Joining me, as always, is Jake Cradle and Gavin Bartholomew, two key members of the Pitt football offense. Bye week this week, so a little bit of a different show. Rather than going through segments and taking breaks and having a guest, it's just going to be kind of a round table. I guess our guest could be Jake's dog, which is crying in the background right now, but we'll battle through. It's not a big deal. No need. But guys, I mean, we're smiling now, but in all reality, I mean, 1-4, this team's record. And I'm pretty confident when I assume that this was not what you guys expected it to be at the start of the season. You know, heading into the bye week, you did not expect it to be 1-4. So I'm just going to – we'll just have an open conversation now for 15, 20 minutes and just get your thoughts on some stuff. And I guess my first thing I'll ask is, like, what is the vibe right now? I mean, how are you guys handling this individually and as a team?
Yeah, no, I think I'll start with individually. I think for me, it's hard, you know, battling an injury, you know, not being there and being a part of the team and really, you know, contributing is, it's definitely tough watching, you know, the guys go out there on Saturday and just come up short, you know, so it's definitely not exciting, you know, to see, but it's adversity, and it's one of those things where, you know, you find out who you truly are when adversity hits. So, I mean, that's the good part, you know. You gotta, you know, find out, you know, what this team's made of. So, I mean, I think as a team, I think no one's lost faith or doubt. You know, I think people are just trying to look in the mirror and see what they can do better. You know, that's at the end of the day, like, this bye week is huge. It's crucial. I mean, it comes at a great time, you know, where, like you said, we're 1-4. I mean, not what we envisioned. You know, we envisioned to be, you know, 5-0 going into the bye week, you know, getting fresh and going to another run. But I think everyone's looking in the mirror and trying to see what they can do better from, you know, top to bottom, from coaches to players to support staff. I mean, we need everyone in the building to, you know, be on the same page going forward to, you know, achieve our goals, to win games and, you know, come out with a good season at the end of the day. So, I mean, that's what I think this bye week's for, and to just work on fundamentals and techniques. So we'll see how we do next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, you know, 1-4, obviously, it's pretty tough, you know, going week to week. But, you know, there's always, you know, like a positive mindset in my mind, at least, and I know everyone else's, you know, I'm so, you know, everyone's used to winning, right? Winning feels good, you know, losing, you know, it sucks. It kind of, you know, it's hard to just keep going week to week. You know, you're going to war every week and, you know, we keep losing somehow. And, you know, just going forward, I think this bye week is, you know, really big because, you know, it allows us to step back and look at everything and be like, okay, like, what's wrong? What's working? What isn't working? And really just take that next step to go on a long run, like Jake said, and we need it. So
like on a bye week, what are you guys doing as far as practice and preparation? Are you focusing on Louisville, or is a bye week more of an opportunity to kind of review the past five games and say, like, here's what we did wrong, and here are just some general things that we need to fix regardless of who we're playing moving forward?
Yeah, no, a bye week is it's great because it gives us, you know, a week to kind of like get fresh, you know, for this run we're about to make. And, you know, it gives you a chance to evaluate where you're as a team, you know, a roster and stuff like that. And I think we're looking at what we did good the first five games. We're also looking at, like, where do we struggle? Like, where, like, in the run game, what schemes, what passing concepts are we not, you know, where weren't we efficient? And I think that's where we're working to kind of become more efficient, see what see what our best plays are, see where what we can do to, you know, make those more efficient. And then kind of just like you said, we're looking a little bit at Louisville, not a whole much. I mean, we got to think a couple periods today against Louisville, you know, defense and stuff looks, but it's more just kind of looking in the mirror, looking at ourselves and seeing where we can get better.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, I mean, obviously we played Louisville after the bye week, so, you know, we got to take a look at them. But, you know, really it's just looking at what worked and what didn't, like I said earlier, you know, going over the film, seeing what went wrong, fixing those mistakes so that we can get ready for Louisville.
So just looking at how you guys prepare for Louisville, looking at what went wrong, I mean, what is wrong with the offense right now? And I know it's you could point out a lot of different things, like the stats aren't pretty, the film certainly isn't pretty. But, like, if you had to sum it all up, is it just decision-making? Is it just execution? Is it confidence? What would you guys say is the problem right now on offense?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gav, you can take this one.
Start off. I mean, really, it comes down to, like, lack of execution, looking at the film. You know, obviously in a game, you know, everyone's kind of in the heat of the moment. You know, stuff's not going wrong. They, you know, people want to point the finger. But, you know, looking at the tape, it's really nothing that, you know, they did, or it was really all what we did. And it's just on us as players to, you know, execute the plays that coaches call. And, you know, coach talks about it all the time. It takes one guy to, you know, like, screw up a play. It takes all 11 to make a play right. So, you know, really just having everybody on the same page, doing their job and executing it well is what we got to do moving forward.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think you said it best. I think, and we're not sustaining drives. You know, that's the biggest thing. Like, we're not getting first downs. We're not moving the sticks enough. And, you know, when you look at it, I think, I don't know, I saw someone put on Twitter, like, or how many yards we have per game. And it's just, I think the one game we had, you know, 304 against UNC. And then every year after that, we had like 200 and some. So, I mean, it's like, it's hard to win games when you're not moving the ball. We're not, you know, sustaining drives. We're not chewing the clock. I mean, our defense was on the field for, I think, 38 minutes.
Yeah, a whole quarter more.
A whole quarter more. And it's like, we can't expect them to be, you know, good for us if we're not, you know, getting them fresh at all. You know, we're not really on the bench, and they're trying to, you know, get the ball back for us, and we're not doing anything with the ball. We're going three and out, putting them right back out there, you know, 5 minutes later. So that's where we got to be better on, you know, first and second down, and come third down, give ourselves a chance, you know, get in third and two, third and three range. So, you know, it's not, you know, third and 10 or third and 15. And the defense knows, hey, look, this team's passing, you know, let's pin our ears back and, you know, get after the quarterback. So that's where we got to do better as an offensive line, just being more, more on our execution. You know, that's a big thing, is we're missing a block here and there. You know, sometimes it's a clean pocket. Sometimes it's not. It's like, it has to be every time. It has to be a clean pocket. So that's where, you know, we gotta execute better, like Gavin said, and, you know, hopefully that helps move the chains and get first downs and score points.
Yeah, I think another thing to add is, like, the mental errors. I mean, Jake, you saw the penalty report. We had a lot of penalties offensively. You know, that doesn't help us, you know, going back 5-10 yards, whatever the flag is. You know, that kills drives. You know, that kind of, you know, takes the momentum away from us, and, you know, it just sucks. So, you know, we got to clean those up, and, you know, we should be good moving forward.
So, guys, I have more questions, but I figure now is a good time to take a quick break, and just both of you can do your ad reads. We'll start with Jake. Talk about our show's two presenting sponsors.
In the Huddle is brought to you by the one place in Pittsburgh where you can caffeinate and create, Brushes and Beans Cafe, Murrysville. At Brushes and Beans Cafe, you can enjoy a delicious latte, cappuccino, cold brew, and much more while relaxing and creating your very own masterpiece. For more information, visit our website at www.brushesandbeanscafe.com or give them a call at 724-610-3782.
This segment is sponsored by Vendine.
You're good. Keep going. We're good.
This segment is sponsored by Rendine Consulting, helping company staff integrate and optimize their technology systems. Call 412-965-5933 for your technology needs.
All right. So to get back to the conversation now, and this is something I wrote about a little bit, and I've talked about it, you know, on this YouTube channel and on other shows. It feels like right now Pitt has lost its identity in the sense where it's like, you guys have always been a team that's like kind of tough in the trenches, has a lot of depth, runs the football, stops the run. And it just doesn't feel like that's kind of what you guys have been this year. Would you agree with that analysis that it hasn't been that? And then why do you think that that has happened?
I mean, it's factual, you know, we haven't been up to par, and that's just like the reality of it. You know, I hope we, you know, get back to our identity, you know, come Louisville, you know, where we can just establish a run, stop the run and stop explosives and, you know, have explosive as an offense. But you're right. You know, through the first five games we haven't, and that comes down to execution. Like Kevin said earlier, it's like you can't expect to run the ball. And, you know, we're, in my case as a center, mis-ID'd, or, you know, we're going to the wrong backer, or we're not, you know, we're just missing one guy, one blitzing linebacker in the A gap, you know, that stuff that's going to kill us. And that's where we got to get back to just, you know, establishing that run and then, you know, taking shots, you know, maybe off the play action and stuff like that. And we'll see, you know, see what we can get back to. I mean, because that's what Pittsburgh football is all about. You know, you try to run the ball for 40 times, chew up the clock, and, you know, stop the run. So hopefully come Olivo, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, just to add on to him, you know, I mean, like, coaches always talk to us about, like, players prepare to perform and, you know, coaches coach. And, like, as players, we got to trust our technique and training. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes you want to try and maybe make a bigger play than what you want to. And, you know, that kind of throws you out of the play, I guess, or maybe throw someone else off and, you know, just throws everything off and everyone's not working together. And, you know, that's just something we got to get back to doing, is just trusting our training and our technique and, you know, buying into what the coaches have taught us and what they're telling us. And, you know, we just got to do that moving forward.
One thing we do on this show when we normally run it is we have a thing called Say Something Nice. I kind of want to just ask that about this team. I mean, what is a positive that you guys have taken away through these first 5 weeks that you guys can look back at and say, like, look, like, this is something to build off of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say either heart or effort. I mean, I feel like no matter what, like, I mean, it's not like we're going out there on Saturdays and just being, all right, here, you can have the win, take it from us. Like, we're, I mean, I feel like me personally, like, I'm trying everything I have within me to try and get a win and do my part. And I feel like that's what everyone else is trying to do. And I feel like, you know, when, granted, we haven't been winning, but, like, coming after a loss, like, I feel like everyone's in, like, a good mindset and, like, they want to attack the week. They want to get ready for the next opponent and get another win and try and find one. So I think that's what's going on. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, we have a tough team. You know, that's there's going to be no quit. There's going to be no one to kind of just throw in the towel. That's one thing I can say about all the guys we have in the locker room is Coach Narduzzi's built a great culture here the past, you know, I think 9 years he's been here, and the 6 years I've been here, you know, this is a strong culture that, I mean, no one's just kind of fooled because we've lost four games now. You know, that's the thing. You know, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep trying to find ways to get better. And like Gavin said, we're going to do anything to get a win. And that's one thing I've noticed over this bye week is, like, guys are itching to get back out there. They want to figure out what's wrong. Like, where can I get better? What can I do better? What can I do to help the team? And that's one thing where I think, you know, if we keep that going and keep pushing, like we talked about week one is just like the rock, you know, you strike a rock 100 times and doesn't crack, you know, 100 times.
Split the rock.
Split the rock. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, on the 101st, you know, strike, and hopefully the rock splits. You know, that's kind of how, like, our season. Hopefully we just keep striking the rock, striking it. So, something's going to give. So, I mean, that's what I hope. And people just keep working and we'll be all right.
And then final question here. Bye week, you guys deserve a little bit of a lesser workload here. We'll keep this episode short. And I guess my final question here is, you know, what's the goal now for Pitt? I mean, you could sit here and you could give me the coach's speak and you could say, you know, win out and we'll have two losses in the ACC, and maybe that's enough to get us to the title game. And I'm sure, like, realistically, yeah, like, that's what you guys hope to achieve. But just looking at where you guys are at right now, what is a realistic goal? Are you guys, are you motivated to reach a bowl game, or is it just as simple as, like, let's just get better at, like, the things that we're struggling at right now and see what happens?
No, I think that's a great question. You know, like you said, like, yeah, our ultimate goal is to win out, right? Like, that's, you know, that's what everyone's going to tell you. I mean, that's, but I think you got to worry about the process. The process will get you the result. And that's where I feel like sometimes, like, in life and anything you do, people get caught up in looking at the end goal, the end result, instead of just worrying about the everyday little things, the process of getting to that place. And that's where, like, I truly think, like, we got to worry about tomorrow's practice, you know? Hey, how are we going to attack tomorrow's practice and get 3% better? And then on this weekend, what are we going to do to recover? How are we going to recover? And then come to Louisville week, like, hey, every day, being in the film room, get extra film. Like, it's all about the process. And then you take care of Louisville. And then you just continue that process, you know, week in and week out. And that's where I think sometimes in these long seasons, you just forget about the process. You're thinking about December 4th in Charlotte, where, like you said, like, we have two losses in the ACC now. Now it's like, okay, we have to control everything if we want any chance of getting there with, you know, some of the teams that – with, you know, a couple teams being undefeated in the ACC. So, like, truly, I would just say take care of the small things and let everything fall in place. You know, you can't be worried about wins and losses at this point. You know, we're already behind the eight ball here, and it's just like take care of the small things, you know, from schoolwork to on the field to film room. And – I think everyone will be pretty happy with the results we get if that's what everyone chooses to do.
Yeah, just to piggyback off him, I think it was, I don't know, Jake, what was it, 2 weeks ago we had that player meeting, right? Yeah. And, you know, we just sat there and we talked. We were just like, forget about the goals. Like, I mean, obviously, we got to think about the goals we have, but, like, worry about being 1-0 on the day, right? And when you're 1-0 on that day, go to the next day. And I think that, you know, as a team, if we just look at it as one day at a time, you know, just go 1-0, win that practice, win the rest of the day, win your school, whatever it is, you know, show up to class.
I won the day.
Yeah. He's 1-0. He's already 1-0. But no, I just feel like if we do that and we keep rolling, you know, week to week, the wins can come and they will come. We just got to stay focused and be 1-0.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Jake, Gavin, thank you both, as always, for another week of content. And Pitt fans, keep tuning in. We'll have our normal show format next week as Jake and Gavin get you ready for Louisville. Keep tuning in to the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network for all of your Pittsburgh sports coverage. I'm Noah Hiles signing off, saying we'll see you around next time.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you enjoyed the video, please like it and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Apple Podcast channel for more podcast content. Click below for a special deal of 99 cents for a 3-month subscription to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.